Dictation for Seema J. Palmer, SEMAJPALMER. Date of birth is 4/10/1994. Date of accident is 8/2/2023. Date of service is 11/2/2023. The patient presents herself with the identical symptoms that she has complained before: headaches, which are moderately severe, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, associated in the front and the left temple, with dizziness, vertigo, with double vision and loss of balance, associated with anxiety, depression, and severe pain in the left shoulder as well as into the lower back, mid back, and some pain in the neck. And the pain in the shoulder and the neck, mid back, and lower back are almost 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected, 9. Patient does report of having a poor taste and poor smell associated with the headaches, along with this left eye is blurry. An IME exam is going to be in 3 weeks' time. She says her left eye twitches and she is associated with the anxiety, panic, and blurry vision. She reports 60% improvement in the symptoms overall. Kindly review the chart for the ADLs, for the system review, for the additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. The physical examination will be as follows. The blood pressure is 121/81, pulse is 77, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 9/25/2023, dictation number 1105-035. Diagnoses are the same. Plan is to continue the therapy for the neck, mid back, lower back, and the left shoulder, left sacroiliac joint. Treat for anxiety, TBI. This patient is now going to be seeing a neuropsych people. The MRIs that were done on the past week are now available as a report, and it is found that the patient has a bulging disc with a herniated disc of 1.5 millimeter at L4-5, encroaching on the bilateral neural foramina, and then posterior disc protrusion, diffuse disc bulge at 2.5 millimeter. With the bilateral L5 nerve roots. In the brain MRI that is available in, along with neuroquant, it is reported that the patient has issues only in the area of right parietal lobe, occipital lobe, and temporal lobe, where the volumes, neuroquant volumes, are found to be low. Rest of the brain was normal. The patient is now going to continue seeing the they'll continue seeing the neuropsych people for constant psychotherapy. She is also advised to see a counselor for her depression and anxiety, and is provided with medications to continue, which are naproxen, Elavil, Flexeril, melatonin, and Mobic. Mobic is 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Tylenol with codeine number 4 is for pain relief, 60 tablets, 1 to 2 PRN. Xanax is provided for anxiety relief, 0.5 milligram PRN, 60 tablets. Zoloft is provided, one tablet, 50 milligram, twice a day for anxiety, panic, and depression. Neurontin, 600 milligram twice a day, is provided for help with the headaches and nerve-related injuries and radiculopathies. Purisets are provided for headaches, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Once again, patient is going to continue neuropsych evaluation. Her x-ray for the chest and left ribs were not done yet, and the left hip to identify any trauma. Patient will continue with the compounding cream and also naltrexone 1 milligram. At this time, patient is quite stable and she'll be seen for a injection to her paraspinal region. To the dictation department, please mention in the musculature examination that the patient exhibits a severe spasm of the bilateral paraspinal muscles or paravertebral muscles from L1 to L5 with several trigger points noticed. The patient has tried physical therapy all along, massage at home, but no relief has been obtained, and these areas are quite tender and painful. Thank you. Please mention this in all the previous exams as well.